Welcome to ICA Podcast 9. The goal of ICA Podcast 9 is to provide insightful information about the industry to members and non-members of Intercoiffure America Canada, the voice for salon owners. Each week, we'll bring business, educational, and inspirational topics to aid anyone with ties to the beauty industry. We will have a revolving series of hosts, pulling from industry leaders as hosts and guests to keep things lively and interesting, and make you wonder what's coming next. Now, here's this week's edition of ICA Podcast 9.
I want to welcome everybody today to the Intercoiffure podcast. I am so pleased to introduce you to someone that you probably don't already know, but you will know quite well with the few months coming in front of us, because she's made such an impact already in our industry and also is going to make an even larger impact with her new texture theory. And also, she's going to be at Intercoiffure in April in Vegas. And I'm so excited that she, as well as the company Curl Cult, is a member of Intercoiffure America Canada. So I'm Sheila Wilson, the president, and I would like to introduce you now to Janine Jarman. Welcome, Janine.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. I'm so excited. So I want everybody just to hear your story about your journey in the industry and your passion and all the things that you've done, and sort of bring us up to where we are right now with this amazing product that you've helped develop. And okay. I can attest to it that it is absolutely wonderful. And so let's start with you telling us all about you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and I love that. Like, I will say, like, the second we, you know, started talking about us becoming members of Intercoiffure, which it's a first for me. I've been doing hair for 20 years. I've owned a salon in Los Angeles called Heroin for 17 years. Six of those years pre-pandemic, I had a Heroin salon in New York as well, which that salon, we won a NAHA for salon design. So Intercoiffure was always this, like, you know, invite only, super, like, best of the best. So to be amongst this company, I feel truly lucky and fortunate, and something that I'd really looked forward to my whole career. So and I love when we finally, like, came on board with you guys. First thing you said, you're like, okay, send me the product. I'm a real live hairdresser. I want to try it. So yeah.
It definitely came up to every standard that you told me it would. So congratulations on that. And we are excited that you're a part of Intercoiffure now. So continue your story about your journey and where you, how you got so involved with the texturizing.
So for me, it was, you know, one of those things early in my career. I mean, even when I was a kid, in the 80s, you know, in 90s, I would go and get my hair permed just for more body and movement to make it easier. I have pretty naturally frizzy hair. But it was something, like, even in beauty school, I was the weirdo in the early two, because I went to beauty school in 2001. So not a lot of people were still perming, but I loved them because I loved that it really did a total makeover on somebody, like fully changed the texture of somebody's hair within a couple hours. And that just fascinated me. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to go to beauty school with a couple, Japanese exchange students who were really passionate about perming and all the ways they utilize it in Japan. So I was fortunate. Kenichi, one of the students, I permed him on, like, popsicle sticks and got to do a lot of, like, exploratory perming techniques. My teacher at the time, Ms. Francis, was like a perm champion in the 80s. So I had this real unique, like, kind of happy place for perms early into my career. Although, like, no one shared that sentiment with me in the salons I worked in. Primarily, you know, I worked in Los Angeles. My career took me to being a platform artist. I worked for Sexy Hair, underneath Michael O'Rourke for 7 years. And then I was a spokesperson for Sebastian. Let's see what else. I'm going to give you like the quick and dirty. I was on Sheer Genius season 3. I got fan favorite in second place. I've done the likes of Ariana Grande. The Pussycat Dolls are what got me to LA. That was my first celebrity, like not clients, I guess. Yeah, but I have had such a like fun, engaging career where I've gotten to put my foot and hand and finger in just about every aspect of the industry, all the while, you know, keeping, you know, my foot behind the chair. Because I have to say, like, no matter what I've done, no matter whose hair I've done, I always, nothing makes me happier than making a client who comes in and like doesn't like their hair, thinks that their hair is impossible, has been told their hair, they just have bad hair, getting them to understand their texture and getting them a look that is easy for them to do and replicate. That has always been my like just deepest desire. And when I know that I've won is when I can empower a client to be successful with their hair. And kind of that led me into leaning into perms earlier into my career for clients that wanted more volume, wanted more texture, didn't, you know, weren't great with heat styling and didn't want to damage their hair. So I would perm them and I would use my session styling know-how. I've done a ton of fashion shows, photo shoots and all that. I'm, you know, really good with a hot iron. So I used my placements and my knowledge of like finger waves and all that and built out my sectioning for my perms based upon thermal styling techniques, all the while trying every perm on the market. And like, no matter what I used, there was like a handful of things that were disappointing. And I knew no matter how cool the set and technique was that I came up with and how great it looked, there's always going to be a big pushback from both stylists and clients alike because the perm really hadn't evolved. And, you know, it's the, like, as I keep saying the word perm, I mean, you can smell the words that I'm saying. So being one, how it smells, like it really hadn't changed and evolved too much. Like even ones that laid claims that it's like, this smells way better. It didn't, because it was made with a lot of the same stuff. So that was one thing I wanted to solve for. And then two, the process, you know, if hairdressers are going to start perming and adding it to their books, they need to book on the hour, you know, on the hour and a half, and they need to be able to charge what they're making on smoothing services or color. But if you haven't evolved the process, the smell, or anything about it, how do you switch that like traditional perm price to a more premium price? And it's with the experience and the outcome. So I set out to solve for the smell, the process, making it less steps, making it easier and cleaner, both, you know, in the salon, more comfortable for the client. And then we have no water waste in the production of all of our products, paraben sulfate, surfactant free, vegan, everything from our perm solution to our curl supportive retail line. So, you know, hitting that, you know, really increasingly important Mother Earth narrative that I think we're going to be seeing more and more, and making sure a chemical product isn't harmful to the stylist performing the service. As a stylist myself, that was number one. Like, how else can we break dual sulfide bonds in a softer way and reconnect them without causing damage to the hair, damage to the stylist? You know, a lot of people that do perms frequently would rapidly become allergic to stuff because it was a lot of harsh chemicals. So I sought out to use things that were just gentler all around, both for hair client and stylist alike. And then the overall effect, you know, I think we've come so far with bleach, but didn't do much in the permanent curl creation category. So I wanted to infuse my stuff, my curl coat line, with things that we're using in color and in in vitamins and, you know, higher end ingredients, we use pre-protein and flex technology in the perm itself, our shampoo, conditioner, and our leave-in conditioner to strengthen and increase flexibility as we're perming. So in so many ways, it took me, you know, it's funny. I started out like, how hard could this be? We just need to fix a couple of things about a perm. Well, fast forward 5 years later is when I landed on a formula with my chemist in Italy, you know, and multiple trips to Italy. And it was excruciatingly difficult, but it quickly became a labor of love for me. And just something I looked at, not just because we needed it, like definitely we needed a premium perm, a better way to solve and create permanent texture. But also it became just in the last few years, increasingly important to me to have a equalizer in the back bar space that encourages stylists to learn and explore the variety of textures that clients have. And, you know, get away from that dialogue of, oh, I don't do curly hair. You know, it's my goal that for those clients, for those stylists that, you know, are nervous to do variety textured hair, this is a great way to kind of walk backwards into that space and get comfortable with curls and waves and texture and all that. Because if you're creating it, like as soon as I started teaching perms, the next question after they finished it, they were like, okay, how do I cut this? How do I style this? How do I color this? What are other textures I can create? And if you can create texture, then you certainly can support texture, you know, be it if it's, you know, natural or permanently given. So for that, I'm really excited. I hope this gets our industry comfortable with texture and all of its intricacies.
Well, you know, I think over the years, we sort of do one thing and then we do something else and we forget about all the different, we don't, it's like our tools. We don't give up any of our tools that we learn how to use. We incorporate them in every new trend. And yet if you're bleaching and coloring, you then don't perm. If you perm, you don't color, or you have to do one or the other. And that is not true. You know, yeah. Now, if the fiber of the hair is really in good condition, then, and your experience, then you can control the health and the wellness of the hair, the fiber, and achieve everything, right?
Yeah.
So I think that you're such an example of, number one, the journey that we are all on in our industry. When we come in, we think we're going to do this, but the many, many turns and twists in our career journey is fascinating. And look at you. Now you're a manufacturer and you've used all your experiences to come up with something that really fills the need of where we are right now.
I mean, I love that. And I love what you said too. That was another big point too, is like, let me tell you, most of the people that want waves and body and texture, they have colored hair. So I needed to also create a product that comfortably like added a piece of pie and didn't take from any of the other, you know, services that stylists are currently doing behind the chair.
Right. I'll tell you, one of the things that I've noticed about your product is that I don't know why, but it seems like women sometimes, if they're wearing their hair longer, their top might be curlier than the bottom, or the bottom is curlier and the top is straight and they don't get any fullness. Your product really, and the techniques that you teach, are really easy to do one section of the head and make it blend in and look as natural. It's almost like, this is really going to date me, but I grew up in that advert says, is it real or Memorex? You know, okay. The music. And now, you know, you can add just a little bit. And of course, your packaging in the bulk form is so nice because, you know, you can do just a few on one part of the head and still be able to keep the consistency of the product as well as the curl pattern. So I love that part of it. And I do love, you know, the things that you have put into your education, into the product line. So now talk about let everybody know the actual name and some of the things you've done with this, as well as, you know, the things that you feel like are trending for the future, obviously texture, but just in different ways and different wraps and things, because I think that's a fascinating topic for you.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for that. Yeah, so Curl Cult is our brand. Liberate is the name of our perm solution. Regenerate is the name of the neutralizer. I wanted like very visual names that like say what it's doing. It's an amino acid based perm. We utilize cysteine and cysteamine it's 7.2 pH to softly break the disulfide bonds and reconnect it. One of the biggest nuances, I would say this is my mic drop. We neutralize right over top, so you don't rinse it out after it's done perming. And same thing, and it's a very like customizable process. So it's not this like, you know, we don't have a bunch of different formulas. We have one Liberate formula, and you dial it up or dial it back. We process it as little as 10 minutes, at most 60. The normal, like very normal average processing time is under a cap next to a heat source for 20, 25 minutes. And then you neutralize for anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, the average being 15 minutes. This being, I wanted to approach the texture category like we do color, where you really can customize it for your client's individual needs. And as a result, we really were able to do that.
Well, it's a great addition to all of our services now. And I know that my team has really, really gotten excited that they feel like they've got the ability to offer full service without taking away from one service, but just adding a little bit. And I love the chemistry behind it, of how it works. And, you know, I'd like to, you know, of course, you're going to be at our Spring Atelier in Vegas, and you'll be delving more into this. But I'd like to later have another podcast, and let's just talk about the chemistry and also the sort of where you think that the improvements are going to come to make it even bigger and better for the profitability in the salon. And also this year at the spring event, our theme is people, profit, and planet. And I think you encompassate all of that.
Totally. I mean, this is like offering a service for all hair types and textures, and then profit. This is a way to add, I mean, an extra $30,000 to your bottom line, or, you know, in service revenue by just adding one to two services a week. And for the planet, by not rinsing, you know, we're made in a no water waste facility, but also by not having to rinse out in between the processing and neutralization, you are saving upwards of, you know, 15 to 18 gallons of water by not rinsing for 5 minutes and saving tons of time.
Wow. I know it was fascinating to me not to rinse that. I mean, it is totally a different way. You call it a perm, but it really is not the way we used to do it. And the results are so much better. So tell me more. I was really fascinated about you talking about you were doing a lot of the changes in your own salon to get up to this point. And I mean, obviously you're a cutter, you're a generalist, right?
Yes. Yeah, everyone in our salon too. I will say, like, the one, you know, you get to learn along, like I had all these assumptions of how it was going to go, right? And what I've learned being on the road and even in my own salon is the newer stylists, teaching them how to perm, they can get good at this so much faster than cuts and color. So it can be a really quick win and a revenue generator for your newer stylist or somebody building. the other part was, yeah, the whole curly and texture hair story that we really were lacking greatly. You know, I thought, oh, I'm going to teach everybody how to do cool perms. Well, I'm now on the road teaching people how to do curl perms, but also how to style curly and textured hair. So this is an opportunity to open your salon up to, you know, being successful with a much wider range of texture and clientele, you know, and some of it is even clients that you already have, but getting the stylist comfortable in styling clients' hair naturally, instead of just blowing everyone out and beating it up with a flat iron or curling iron. You know, it is important that we also know how to engage a client's natural texture as well.
You're right. It's the options that we have now.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you said about styling curly hair, it is a little bit different when you're trying to get that shape of the head, whether it's got curl or if it's lack of curl, or, you know, straighter. But the thing that happened to me the other day with one of my newer team members was that she said after doing texturing with this product line and putting curls in people's hair and letting it dry naturally and cutting it, she said she's not afraid now to venture out. And she's taking more classes on cutting, you know, different ethnic groups' hair, because before it was frightening to her, but now she sees how that shapes. So, you know, it really is going to be, I think, a bridge for people to be able to then to be so diverse in everything they cut, because it trains that eye to see it differently than just on the straight fiber. So I totally, when you told me that a while back and I was going, yeah, okay, that sounds good. But I actually have people coming back to me now and saying, you know, this is what I've learned from that, more than just how to roll or how to check the texture, putting it into the hair. But now I see the shaping of it, and it is a little bit different than cutting it. So yeah, I think you're just so ahead of everything right now.
Oh, thank you. I mean, that's my hope. Like, what, there's nothing more I can ask for than getting hairdressers comfortable with all types and textures. Like, that makes you unstoppable. That makes you inclusive. Like, it's, that is a good place for our industry to be in, is that in the future, in the near future, being the norm that we all do all types and textures.
Yeah. It's the inclusivity of everybody, whether you're straight, curly, you know, real curly, or, you know, thin, thick. I just think that we've got to go back to getting to the basics of the fiber and the different types of fibers, and how we can control that or add to it to make that client feel more confident and more beautiful about what they actually have, or if they don't have it, how we can assist them in achieving it. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought this back to the forefront, and I'm expecting greater things from you.
No pressure.
I know, but you're the person to do it. So I know that you've got so much more to talk about the techniques and the new techniques and all of the things that you've done and the creative side of this. And I would love for you to come back and let's do another podcast just on new techniques, or even maybe we could do some type of, you know, layout to where all of our members and a lot of the students who pick up on our podcast, that they'll be able to, you know, contact you or contact one of us to get some information on this.
I
so
love
would you
that.
Be willing to come back and talk about all of this?
Totally.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I really want to get into too, how do you consult for this? Like, what are we looking for and listening for when we are talking to our client of how you recommend this? Because let's be honest, perm is such a smelly four-letter word, you're not going to get a ton of like young, new clients that are like, hey, my hair's flat, can we perm it? Because we're not, you know, this hasn't had complete industry adoption yet. So how do we listen for that and consult into utilizing this as a solution behind the chair?
You're absolutely right. And that is a conversation and a narrative that we all have to sort of either go back and change the way we talk about it And for the ones who've never done it, they need to know how to sell it and what to look for. And you're absolutely right. That in itself is a whole nother conversation. We could do a series on
that. Oh my gosh. I love it.
We'll definitely get back with you. We'll set up another podcast and we'll talk about the consultation. How do you know when to say something to the client? And then, you know, you can bring all of your experience and to our members and also to all of the people that are in the industry that listen to our podcast.
Sounds awesome. Thanks for having me.
Well, my pleasure. And thank you so much for, you know, being the one who's willing to take that baton and lead the parade to
a new project.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a good little majorette, I've noticed.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you in Vegas, and I also look forward to talking to you again.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you so much, Janine. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the ICA Podcast 9 podcast. Be sure to tune in next week for more industry insight and information. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast too and share it with your friends in the industry. Our only goal is to bring people together and share information with those that need it. Intercoiffure America Canada is proud to be the voice for salon owners. For more information about us, visit intercoiffure.com. That's intercoiffure.com.